Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, our closing daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Yud, and that's because we don't have any further to go. So we are right in the middle of this sugya of Beit Chonyo, and we had the Machlokes in the Mishnah about whether it was a Beit Avodah Zarah or it was actually a Boma. And the Mefarshim explained that, of course, it was essentially a boma that was used not by Jews. It wasn't built to be used by Jews. And we're not chayshes that Chonyo built something that would be an Issur Kores. He built something for the Goyim that were attracted to Judaism. They wanted to bring Karbonas and they wanted to bring the Davos to Hashem. So he built a Mizbeach there that was a dugma of the Beis HaMikdash. And that became a mokum where people actually were nichshal, Jewish people were nichshal. They saw a temple like today, you know, you've got temples in your neighborhood. So that was the first temple. Anyway, then the end of the pasuk, we have a very strange mentioning of a city. We don't know what that is. And the Gemara today wants to see what that is. Now remember that we had this idea of two possibilities of what could have been a mokum in Mitzrayim that would have been a place for people to be makrivin. So one man, the Omar, who holds that Beis Chonyo was actually a Meshem Shamayim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So he says that's a reference to Beis Chonyo. Rabbi Meir understood that the pasuk is a reference to the story of Sancheirav and Chizkiyahu, and the princes that were there from all over the world, that they also, he was Makar of them, and he let them go, and they were Makabal on themselves to be Eved HaShamayim. So we had over there the pasuk of Hinei Ani Boneh Bayit L'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, L'Hakdish Lo L'Hakdil Lefanav Keteret Tzamim, and so on. This was a remez to the Beis HaMikdash, where this is what it was that was being sent. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead, but let's go to the pasuk that we were dealing with yesterday. We'll talk about this later. Bayom Ahu, it says, Yu Chamesh Arim Beretz Mitzrayim, Midabrot Svat Kinan. So these were people that were speaking in Lashon HaKodesh. That's what the Malbim says. I believe that Svat Kinan means they were speaking in Ivrit, not in Lashon HaKodesh. But Nishbaot Hashem Tzvakot. And then it says at the end, a very strange thing, Ir HaHeres Yeomer LeAchat. What in the world? That's the end of the pasuk in Yeshayahu. We'd like to know what in the world Ir HaHeres means. The city that what? That's going to be wiped out. I mean, we're talking about these five cities that are Nishbos, Lashem. So what is this Ir HaHeres Yeomer LeAchat? That's the Gemara. Can you betargum Rav Yosef? If you take a look at Rav Yosef, who is a book, betargum, and this is the way that he was Mefarshin in his Targum, Karta de Beit Shemesh. Ir HaHeres, he understands, is Heres is Heres, and Heres is another word, as we'll see, for the sun. In which case, he was referring to the Karta of Beit Shemesh. And that Karta de Beit Shemesh is Atid Lemecharav, Itamar, Dehi Chadamihon. The famous city, which is the Beit Shemesh, which will be in the future destroyed, that was one of the five cities. So obviously this city, if it's called Hashem, the sun, so as the Malbim points out, this is clearly Heliopolis, because Heliopolis is a direct translation of Ir HaShemesh, right? It's the polis of the Helios. And therefore, it's a clear-cut reference to, so these are the, we're talking about the five cities. So these are the five cities that the Psikta brings them up and brings all of this. That is Noamon. Noamon is what became afterwards Alexandria. And then as he brings the Greek names was Memphis and Heliopolis. So that is what this is talking about. This was apparently the most famous at the time of those Chamesh Arim. And that's what the pasuk is referring to. Adorable, no? the Ir HaHeres becomes the Ir HaHeres, which becomes Beit Shemesh, which becomes Heliopolis. Lovely. Okay, anyway, How do we see that cheres is another word for the sun? Dichtiv ha'omer lecheres v'lo yizrach. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzave the sun, not the sign, so it won't shine. Anyway, we know that the impact of Chizkiyo was such that the entire Eretz Mitzrayim, and this is what it's talking about, whole areas of Eretz Mitzrayim, were speaking in Ivrit, and were being Shemer Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and basically, this changed the whole atmosphere for Jews in Eretz Mitzrayim. And there are places that are nice to live in, even in the Golos, because they're people that are aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and they have a sense of morality, and the culture is built around the Torah. And that's rumors in the Pasuk, that there are some places that are closer to Hashem, and some places that are very far away. So what does it say in terms of the ultimate Geula? Haviv anai mirachok uvnatai mikzei ha'aretz, says Yeshayahu. So what is the difference from rachok? What is the difference between banai? And what is the difference between benotai and mikzei ha'aretz? Are the female Jews somehow farther away? And the male Jews are closer? But what is this supposed to mean? Plus, it doesn't even make sense. It means like this. Haviv anai mirachok omer avuna. Banai is a reference to the Goliot Shel Bavel, or similar places where there were yeshivas, and there was a government that was aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a place where someone could settle and live like a normal human being, and therefore he was called a ben, because a ben daitan miyushevet alem kivanim. So, the difference between the Bonai and the Benotai over here is a difference in psychology. You take a look at women, they are always in movement, always surging around. The mind is always nervous about this and nervous about this and worried about something else and running around. So they don't have any Yishuv Adas. Bonai, I'm referring to Bonai, are men who are able to be composed and not lose it all when the oven breaks down. So now the question is, the Bonai, those are the ones who are not all the way B'Ktzei Ha'aretz. So they are Mirachok, they're far away from Eretz Yisrael, but nonetheless, they're calm. So Elu Goliot Shel Bavel Shedatan Miyoshevet Aleihem Kevanim. I'm sure Dvorah would agree with me, although it doesn't seem to be here. Thank heavens. So, the Benotai Miktei Haaretz, that's referring to people who live in other places where there's not so much civilization that is kind to Jews. And they are like Banot. She'in da'atan yoshevet aleihem kebanot. So they don't have any calm, they don't have an opportunity to be learning Torah, B'Sheket, and so on, as opposed to the people in Bava. Omre Baba bar Reb Yitzchak bar Reb Chista, you know the influence of the presence of Klal Yisrael in these various Galiyot is to bring a completely different level of awareness of morality and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And because of that, Mitzor v'ad kartigni makir net Yisrael v'et avihem shebashamayim. But Mitzor klapei ma'arav u'mitar kartigni klapei mizrach. People are not aware of what Jews are. Take a look at Mongolia or China. They know nothing about Jews, and they know nothing about Avim Sheba Shamayim. In Makirin et Yisrael, v'lo et Avim Sheba Shamayim. And because of that, you can see that just the presence of Klal Yisrael in a place has this incredible impact. And not to know Bichlal, what is Shayach for Avim Sheba Shamayim, is an amazing thing. I'm telling you, I know about this from my daughter. My daughter lived in China, and Mamish lived in China, not Stam, lived, you know, with the Chinese family, and was able to, you know, she went to Beijing University, and she says that they have literally no concept of what it would mean to have a Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a completely different idea, the concept of a mitzvah, was so beyond them that every single day she would have to explain again why she cannot eat their food and why there's a din of bishul akum. Like, but I mean, okay, but this is very good food. Couldn't we just forget it today? Then that was like a diet of some kind. But the concept of a mitzvah was literally ungraspable. So it's an amazing thing. They really and truly, this difference that the Gemara makes, it sounds and all, but it's truly a difference in the entire culture. How can you say that? It says Beferish and Hallel, Mimizrach Shemesh, Ad Mevo'o, and then Malachi, it says Gadol Shmi Bagoyim, and it adds Bechol Mokom Muktar Mugash L'Shmi, Minchat Torah. Malachi is screaming at Bnei Yisrael, you people can't even bring good quality korbanos. Look all over the earth, and they're bringing these beautiful korbanos, Betaira, for me. What in the world is that supposed to mean? I mean, but anyway, it says that the whole world knows Hashem. So Rav, Rav Shimi Bar Chiya was asking Rav this kasha. So Rav was shocked that he took that as a kasha, because, I mean, obviously the pasuk can't be taken literally. What in the chomakom? Mar minchas mukter l'shmi. So remember, Rav really loved Rav Shimi. He used to call him Little Shimi, my Shimi. So he said to him, "Hi, Shimiat." Maybe gave him a little pinch on the cheek, you know, Shimia, this is a kasha. What's the matter with you? Surprised at you. Obviously, it doesn't, can't possibly mean that everybody is bringing korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means the korole Eloha de Eloha. All cultures have a concept of a basic, universal consciousness that's there that they call they'll call him the father in the West. Or they'll give it names, Buddhist names in the East, but it's all over a recognition that the ultimate meaning of existence and where all existence comes from, that they have, but they don't believe it has anything to do with everyday life, and it's not Elohei HaOlam, but they believe that there certainly is a Motzri Rishon. And so the Christians call him the Father, you know, while they worship the Son. And all over the world, there's that concept, but it certainly doesn't mean that they know Yisroel v'Aviyim Shebashamayim. That's not true. But how do you explain the fact that it says, B'chol makom muktar mugash l'shmi? How can you say that? B'chol makom stalka daitach. What, people are really bringing karbonas all over the world, and they have a real concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? Om Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Om Rabbi Yonatan. That means that Talmidei Chachomi, who are scattered all over the world, and their oiskim b'Torah b'chol makom. You know this incredible story about this guy who lived in Moscow. This is just recently. Lived in Moscow his whole life during the worst period of communist depression, where you weren't allowed to be oiskim b'Torah. There was no way to have svarim. This guy wrote a pirush on the entire Yerushalmi. It's a beautiful pirush that was published over the past 25, 30 years in the middle of Moscow without having access to any sforim. It's absolutely astounding. So you think Bechol Makom is an exaggeration? Bechol Makom! Amazing. Tamini Chachomim Yeshvim, Eiskin Batera, Ma'ala Ani Alehem, Ki'ilu Maktirin Umegishim Mishmi, that Limud HaTera, it's as if they're bringing karbonas to me, and that's what it means. It's a mincha tahira. And what is the tahira? Mincha tahora. What's the nafkamina of tahira? Not tahira, if it's only keneged, the bringing of karbonas. That is halomei tera b'tahara. No say isha v'achar kach lomei torah. That is someone who is careful to be free of all types of hirhurei makshava, and while he's able to learn Torah, and therefore it means that he doesn't have any sexual frustrations. He is married, he has a woman, and that way he can learn Torah b'tahira. There's other beautiful psukim that are merames to the same inyan of how it is that limud haTorah becomes the equivalent of bringing these korbanos. Shir hamalot, hinei borchu et Adonai kol avdei Adonai, What is the reference to Balelot? I mean, there isn't any Aveda, really, Balelot. All there is to do in the Beis Hamikdash Balelot is, to bring those things that hadn't been brought, that you could continue to put up on the Mizbeach. But the Aveda, I mean, it was basically shut down at night. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this isn't referring to the Beit Hashem and the Beit Hamikdash. This is referring to Talmid HaChomim HaOiskim BaTorah BaLaila. Ma'ale Aleihem HaKatuv Kilu Asukim BaAveda. So these are the people that stay up through the night and they learn Torah, and that's as if they were being Isaac in the Aveda. And there's another incredible remnant to this, which is when Shlomo HaMelech writes this whole letter to Hiram Melech Tzor. And he says to him, listen, you help my dad to build his palace, and you sent all of this wood and you sent all of these craftsmen. And now I want something much more important from you than a silly palace for a king. I want to build a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a place to bring karbanas. And we're going to be bringing there lahakti lefanav k'taret tamim, umarechet tamim, v'olot laboker v'laherev, and l'shabbatot v'l'chodashim l'moadim, and so on. And then he closes his message with a very strange word. La'olam zot al Yisrael. This is a chiyuv for eternity on Yisrael. I mean, he knew that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed. I mean, there were already places that were muchan for the Zman of the Churban, place for the Aron HaBris, or place for the Kelim. I mean, how could he say La'olam zot al Yisrael? What would he mean, Bichlal? Omer of Gidol Amarav, what this is a reference to is the Shamai, Zemiz Be'ar Banui. U'Michael Tzar HaGadol Omed U'Makriv Alav Korban. So since Michael is the Malach, that is the Tsar of Yisrael Kavayocho, and he is the Kohen Gadol in the Shamayim, and so from the time of the Churban, Michael brings those same Korbanos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for from Yisrael in Olam Hazeh, he brings in the Shamayim. And so there will always be something, as it says, there will always be something that is going to be our chiyuv to bring the carbon tamid and so on. Okay, so what basically this we spoke about a number of times, that Michael Tzar HaGadol is actually, it's the Tosfos brings the Medrash here, but we've spoken about it in Chagiga and so on. So what is it that he brings? He brings the Nefashos HaTzadikim, which is the ultimate Korban LaHashem, as we were saw merumis to Adam, that the Adam itself is the Korban Kiakriv Korban. And so, according to some, that's what he's maybe. According to others, it's another medrash that it's a remes to these Korbanas of Kvasim of Eish, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says it's the Olam HaYisrael means it really is the Olam HaYisrael in Olam HaZeh. It's a reference to Talmidei Chachamim Asukim Beilchos Aveda. Those people who are learning Zvachim and are learning Menachos, those are the people in which La'olam HaYisrael, these Korbanos are still being brought. Because with every din that Ben Yisrael learns about the Korban, that's exactly Ma'aleim Alav HaKatuv Ki'ilu Nivna Mikdash B'Yameim. For everybody else, remember it says Kol Dor Shelo Nivna the Mikdash B'Yameim is ki'ilu it was nechrav b'yameim. But for those who are Isaac in these halachas, it's as if they built the Beis HaMikdash. Omer Resh Lakish, have another beautiful pasuk that's meramis to this. Ma'i dechtiv, zot ha-Torah la'ola la'mincha v'la'chatat v'la'asham. So what does it mean, zot ha-Torah la'ola? It means kol ha'osek ba'Torah, ki'ilu hikriv ola mincha chatat v'asham. It's as if he brought every one of those korbanas. Omar Rava, according to what you're saying, it shouldn't say la ola la mincha. It says zot haTorah ola mincha chatat v'asham is what it should say. What's the lamed doing there? The lamed doesn't make any sense for what you're saying, Resh Lakish. So I think the pshat is like this: Ela Omar Rava, la means for the purpose of. As the equivalent of kola osik b'Torah laola, meaning it's also a remez to the word lo, remember. So la ola doesn't need an ola. He can use it for the ola. Le ola becomes ex the ola. Eno tzarich lo la ola, velo la mincha, velo la chatad, velo la asham. Basically, it means that you have done the same thing as bringing that carbon, is what it's saying. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv zot torat hachatat. That means me, tell me that if you're osik b'torat chatat, it's as if you brought the carbon chatas. And the zot torat hasham is kol osik b'torat hasham kilo hikriv hasham. So this is mamish your chiev in terms of the akravas hakarbonis. Beautiful that you're yotze.
Nemar b'elos b'himer ish esher yach dichayach.
So why do we find the exact same lashon by three completely different types of korbanos? To teach you something, that whether you're talking about an eilas behema, which is very expensive, an eilas ha'olaf, which is much less expensive, or a mincha, which is costs almost nothing, in all of them it says the same lashon of yisher reyach lichayach. Lomar lecha echad amarbe v'echad amamit uvevad shechavin libo l'shamay. This teaches us that the kavana is what's important, and as long as what is in your heart, the lev is l'shamayim, then the chashivas of your gift is so defined, not by how much money you put into it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, where do we see this in the pasuk? Micro, netuka shnata oved, imaat, imharbe yochal. So somebody who does his aveda, it doesn't matter how much, as long as he is able to work and he's got enough to eat, he sleeps with sweetness. Mitukash natovet. With Ada Barava, Amar Mihocha. Another post, Birvota Tova, Rabu Ochlea, Umar Kishron Ba'alav Ki'im Ruutinav. So this is Shlomo HaMelech's message, which is that actually it's true that as you would provide more teva, which means you're paying more money for a carbon, you have more carbon, you'll have more koanim to eat it. Okay, what's the great point of that? The kishron, the baalav, who is the baalav? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the real baal habayit. The only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually looks for is ru'ut enav. It's what it is that you put into this in terms of your machshava. Tanya, Omer Shimi ben Azai, bo re'e makti v'pashis karbonot, shelo nemar b'hem, lo el v'lo Elohim, el Hashem. How come every single one of the karbonos is directly to the Shema Gadol, Yudke Vavke? We never find any other Shemites that are used. Shelo liten pitchon pel v'baldin l'chalok, so that nobody should be able to say that there's a difference in the kavana of what it is that you're giving. It's always the same carbon to the shame Haggadah. So we find, Ganema b'shor hagas yisher reyach tichoach, ba'ov fadak yisher reyach tichoach, b'mincha yisher reyach tichoach. So this is the Brisa bringing out the concept in the Mishnah. Lomar lecha echad amarpe v'echad amamit, the important thing is not how much you're putting in, but how much leif you're putting in. Maybe you'll think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in a bigger meal. Believe me, if I'm hungry, I'm not going to ask you for anything. And therefore, lo amarti aleichem zvochu, kedei shetomar e'aseh ritzono v'yaaseh ritzoni. This is not, I'm asking you for things. Lo ritzoni atem zovchim. I don't need this zevach at all. Elo ritzonchem atem zovchim. The entire idea over here is to provide your connection of ratzon, of desire, and of love to my separations, and that's why it says, L'ritzonchem tizbechu. Dover acher, L'ritzonchem tizbechu. What does it mean, L'ritzonchem? L'da'atchem. Because ratzon implies an element of connection that is your das. And this is basically the big question that Shmuel asked Rav Huna. Minayin l'mitasek b'kodshim shul posel? How do we know that if you're thinking of other things, and your nekavodah is not for the specific thing that you're doing as an aveda, how do we know that that posels the aveda if the kavodah is for something else? So he answered, shenemar v'shachat es ben habakar. That means that the shlita has to be done l'shma. Shetehe shlita l'shem ben bakar. To which he responded, Omar lo zobi adenu. I knew that. I wasn't asking you that. Everybody knows that. I was asking you, la'akev minayin. How do we know that this idea of mis'asik is absurd even b'di'avad, and you would have to bring your korban? It's completely possible. Remember that by kochim, unless you have a repetition, or unless it's a schulka, something that indicates this is absolute, it doesn't mean that it is definitive. It's not critical. It's a desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochu for this Avodah. But how do I know that it's Ba'akev? And with these words, Masechet Berachot closes. Tamud Lomar, L'Ritzonchem Tizbechu, L'Da'atchem Zvochu, which is very strange, because we're not talking about Zvicha here at all. We're talking about Menachos. And what in the world is Ritzonchem Zvochu doing instead of in Zvochim, where it's actually brought as well, but why does it complete the nature of Menachos? That's something we'll have to talk about. Hadronach Hare Alayis Aron Usuikala Mesechet Menachot. Hadronach Mesechet Menachot Vatachalan, Tatanach Mesechet Menachot Vatachalan, Lod Itasheninach Mesechet Menachot, Velot Itasheminan, Lobeon Mahadein Velobabadat, Hadronach Mesechet Menachot Vatachalan, Tatanach Mesechet Menachot Vatachalan. לא תתנשא מנך מסכת מנחות, ולא תתנשא מנן, לא בעלמה הדין ולא בעלמה דעת. אדרלה לך מסכת מנחות ואדרך הלן, דעתנה לך מסכת מנחות ודעתך הלן. לא תתנשא מנך מסכת מנחות ולא תתנשא מנן, לא בעלמה הדין ולא בעלמה דעת. יהי רצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ורואי אבותינו, שתהי תורתך אומנותינו בעולם הזה, ותהי אימוני לעולם הבא. Hanina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Achlei bar papa, Mori bar papa, Rafin bar papa, Rochish bar papa, Sirche bar papa, Adar bar papa, Daro bar papa. Arev no Adonai Elohim letivrei Torahtecha befinu befiod ambecha beit Yisrael. Vidiye kulanu anachmu vetzetzeinu vetzetzei ambecha beit Yisrael. Kulanu yotei shemecha velo medei Torahtecha. Mioivai techakemeni mitzvotecha, kili olam hili. Yidipi tamim bechukecha, v'ma'an lo evosh. לעולם לא אשכח פיקודך, כי במך יתני, ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקך. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, ששמת חוקינו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חוקינו מיושבי קרנות. Please mute. Mute! No, for heaven's sakes. Why are there people... Mirchi!
But if somebody seems to have a problem...
Okay, yeah, but now I lost you. Hold on. One second. Why can't I find you now? I don't know what's hitting me. Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah, so don't unmute until we actually get to Kaddish preview. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, ששמת חוקינו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חוקינו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בתהילים. אנו עמילים, והם עמילים. אנו עמילים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמילים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רוצים, והם רוצים. אנו רוצים לחיי העולם הבא, והם רוצים לבאר שחת. שנם רבייתה, אלוהים, תורידים לבאר שחת, אנשי דומים ומירמה. לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך. ירצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת מנחות, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך מאהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לנו ולזרענו, שלא בושתנו מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו, ותעלך תנחה אותך. ושאובך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך, כי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה,
Bismillah Osher Vechavod, Adonai Oz Lamo Yitain, Adonai Yivarech Et Amo Vashalom. Let me just take off these, I should be able to hear you. And I'll move to the other mic. Can you still hear me, or do I have to, no. Okay, 1 second.
I'm going to go sit with Greta.
How about now?
You can hear? You're fine.
Oh, okay, great. Very good. And I was afraid that batteries would run out. All right. יתקדוב ויתקדש מי רבו, יולו הודו עתיד אתחד את אבלך, ימי תאי ולעסוק לך יומה, ולמבנה קארת עד ירושלים, לשחלה ולאכלה בגבה, ולנקר פוחני נוכרה מיער, למליאה טוב ופוחני דשמי עלייתרי, ימליך קודש ובריך ובמחותי ויקרבי, ויצמח בו כנה ויקרב משיכת, וחייך ולחייך ולחייך ובית ישראל, ועדלו וזמן קוראים ואילו אמן. יהי שמי רבא מבורך מעולם, מיומי ומיום, יתבורך וישתבח ויתבואר ויתרומם ויתנשא, ויתעדור ויתעלה ויתעלה שמי דקודשה בריכו. ולבד מפה ברכתה ושירתה תושפחתה ונחמתה למילון בעומא ואימו אמין.
אמין.
על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תלמידי הון, ועל כל תלמידי תלמידי הון ועל קומנדי עוסקים מיורייתא דברתרא קדישא דין ודברכו לאתר ויתר. יהי לאונו כהן לשלום הרב, אחי נובתיסט אברך די לחיי אריכי מזרעי נביכי, ופורקנה מן קדום אבוהד ושמיה לערבי, ואמין. יהי שלום הרבה מן שמיה וחיים טובים עליהם, ועל כל ישראל ואמין. ועשה שלום במרמו ויעשה שלום עלינו. ועל כל ישראל ואמין. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, everybody, beautiful.
Mazel tov.
Okay. Can't exactly drink to that mazel tov yet, but I'm assuming that Richie's getting things ready. And it's just another 10 hours or so till it's evening in Finland.
Wait a second. If we've just did him a second, maybe we can break the fast.
Great idea.
I got a long ways to go, Robert.
I know. Okay, will you please re-mute? Oh, gosh, there's got to be a universal mute here, but I don't know where it is.
Rebbe, it's there. Under the participants, there's a mute all button.
Ah, okay. Under participants.
That's the magic button.
Mute. I don't have it.
What?
Yeah. It's not showing you. It used to be there, but now they updated everything, so they don't have anything anymore. Ah, here we go. Oh, okay, I got it. Thank you. Okay. All right, wonderful. All right, so we'll save the Simitei V'Mazel Tov Bezrat Hashem for a little bit later, when we can join Richie at 1:30 in the morning. Will you be out at the time by then, Rich? 1:30 should be okay. So very good. We'll see you then. Okay. So let us think about Samadhi and Yanin. So very strange end, you must admit, of looking at Misasek Bekotchi as being the ending Dafka of Mesechet Bedochus. Because especially if we learn out the Daitrip Svochu, it seems to be an ending that would fit better as Vochim than Menochus. So what's the point? So remember that Revada Barava learned the basis of the Mishnah for Birvota Tova Rabu Ochleo, Umakishon Lebaaleo Keinu Utenav, but the Balabai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only cares about Ruutenav Vekavona. So that Kavona is something that is central to the idea of Mincha particularly, because we have the Echad Amarba V'Echad Amamit as a Libut of the specific nature of Rotzein and Das, which is the centerpiece of Menachos. Because as we know, the Gemara says that this was the Gemara Menachos that we had much earlier, in which Ma'ale Anyalav, Ke'ilu Hikriv Nafsha. Why? Because Mi Darkalavi Mincha Oni. And that's why it uses the Lashon of Nefesh Bedavka. So the Nefesh Ki Takriv, which is the expression
of I don't care about the amount. I care for how much investment that you're making in this. That's the ani. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even, and this is the amazing thing, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be prorated, that the input of the ani was greater for the mincha than it was for the Adam Ashir that was inputting for the animal. But it's just that the nature of an oni's matana is such that he has to invest his rotzen in a deeper way. And therefore, it's ki'ilu hikriv es nafsho, which, by the way, is one of the fundamental elements of mincha, is that it can't be chometz. And that's the aspect of lechem oni, remember. It means all menachas share lechem oni because ma darko shel oni. It's, again, something that is specific. And this is, Rabbi Yitzchak, we had, ma nishtane es mincha, shenemar bal chamisha min etigon. This is the Gemara Menachos we had before. Why do we have all of these different times? It's basically the same carbon. So you take an isora and a nafkamina, you boil it up, nafkamina, if you fry it, if you deep fry it, if you cook it, if you bake it, I mean, it's all the same thing. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us these five different options which don't make the slightest bit of difference? Marshal, the Melech, Basar Adam, Sha'asalo, Ahavos, Uda. He has somebody that he's very close to who made him a Suda, and V'yadea Boshu Ani. Marlo, say, Lee, listen, I'm used to eating all of these different courses. You know, I know you can't afford any of these different courses. So I say, Lee, chamisha mine tigun. That way I'll have five different courses, even though it's all the same. Yisoren, say less, kitesh e'enem mincha. So the idea over here, again, is the specific expression of the relationship that's involved in Ani. And that's why we had over here also, specifically, in Menachos, we had this background, Tzadik Vav, where we learned that it says, Al HaShulchan HaTohor. So Gemara asked over there, what do you mean Al HaShulchan HaTohor? You mean that a Shulchan is able to be Mekabel Tumah? The problem is that the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash was a Kli Eitz HaOsir L'Nachas, and any Kli Eitz that's not meant to be moved is not Mekabel Tumah. So why bother mentioning it, that it's the Shulchan HaTohor, if it can't become Tomei anyway? So it must be, we learn this out from the Pasuk, because the Gemara says it has to be Dumia Lesak. So therefore it teaches us the Halacha Kiresh Lakish. Kiresh Lakish says, we see from there, that when it comes, Hala Shulchan HaTohor, Malamit Shemagabiyin Oto Lori Ragolim, Marim Lehem, every time the Klal Yisrael comes in, Lorega, they lift up the Shulchan and show them. This, of course, the Lechem Aponim was throughout the Masechet, the fundamental vision of the nature of Menachos, in which the Hakrova of the Levena was the equivalent of Kaimetz. And it showed, they used to lift it up to show that the steam was still rising. The next Shabbos, it was a full week later, the steam was still rising from the lechem that had been placed on the Shulchan earlier. To show you, Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Neis Gadol Naaseh B'lechem Aponim, Siluko Kesiduro, Shenemar Asum Lechem Chom B'yom Hilokecho. This was a fundamental part of the Beis HaMikdash, remember, because as we learned, the aspect of the Beis HaMikdash was that it's outside of our time-space. We find that in terms of the Oren, that the Oren took up no three-dimensional space at all, as Gemara points out from the Pasuk, that it was 10 Amis in every direction. So that meant that there was no place for the Oren. And this shows that there was no entropy, which means that there was no passage of time, essentially. That puts the Beis HaMikdash in a completely different dimension in which we need to recognize that the connection to it comes outside of our normal experience of the universe in Olam HaZeh. So what this means, as the Gemara is stressing, is that the powerless Ani, normally, as the Rabbein Bachya points out, this is the Malveh Hashem Chonen Dal, it davar yadua, that ki ene ha'ashir t'luyim al ashro, ulo ribuyo yavo, fum yudaa v'avla Ani, ene nav t'luyo ki'im Hashem Yisbarach. Lola Ashro, because he doesn't have any. Lola Chaburot Oavim, because he doesn't have anybody who loves him, because who's going to want to hang around this poor schlepper? It's no cover to hang around the poor schlepper. So who is the one that really loves him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then that means that the powerless Ani is granted over here the status of the Asher in terms of the Marba. And this idea, the Chlal, is the way that the idea of mincha is expressed is influenced, as the Malbim points out. The word mincha comes from the idea of meche, to be able to define where it is that you're going. And that's his chiddush b'chol of the Sefer Eshkol, which he argues in the way most people understand the what's the moker of mincha. But that's how he understands it, that it's neche. And because of that, the kemetz, which is always what we use to show something that is meaningless and doesn't have much hashivas, that kemetz was the enough, that's all that goes to the mizbeah. And like we saw, Haman was walking around with his Excel sheets. It says he had this on his chest, right? So he says, Kol zeh en ha-shavali, he's walking around with a list of everything that he owns. So he has his hashivas, he has his cash, he's got his children, his grandchildren, and this is his vision of power. He comes in, and of course, this was the morning of the, where he was sent by Ahasuerus on the day of the second party. So he's sent to take and parade Mordechai around. And he comes in and they're learning. And what are they learning? Hilchos Kmitza, which of course we have over here in Menachos, all of those dinner Hilchos Kmitza. So he says to them, what are you guys learning? So we're learning Hilchos Kmitza. So he asks, how much is this Kmitza worth? that's the way in which he looks at it. So he says, I don't know, about 10 cents. So he says, so your 10 cents was worth more than my 10,000 kikars of. I mean, Kikar Kesef, I mean, it's crazy. That's exactly the point. It was that kometz, for sure. And this, of course, we had before on Ayin Beis, the Kol HaMenachos, the Kmotzes. And that was the entire Hatzolah of Yisrael through the Kmitza and Purim. And that's the very meaning of Mincha. As the Malbim points out, the Shoresh is Meche, Kimo Hanchayam. And it's not the way in which others learn. And it's a get of Menucha and so on. So this Gemara is teaching us that the nature of mincha is actually the most fundamental and most natural response this received bichlal from immediately after Maaseh Bereishis, that the most natural response of Adam is mincha as a mode of relationship, the way the Malbim says, because that's originally vayhi miketz yamim vayavei kain mipri adama mincha lashem. And then we have Ayish Hashem al Heva, Vel Minchasei, Vel Kayin Vel Minchasei Lo Sha'an. That, of course, as Chazal tell us, was a machlokes about the Makom Bez Amigdash, and so on. All expressed only in terms of Mincha, even though over there there was the Chiddush of the whole concept of Hakrava. And this is what we just had, right before the Mishnah that we learned, which is that the universality of it, Amr Rebaba Barav Yitzchak, this is before the Mishnah of this Dav. And how do we see it? The whole world is bringing these menachas. Yes, the Gemara. Does that make sense? When what do they? They don't bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have all these avodas zaras. Omar lei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always recognized, except they call him Eloha de Aloha. You know, so he's God the Father. All right, so we're interested in the Son, the Holy Ghost, or whatever. But there's certainly everybody recognized that there's the existential reality, which is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And indeed, the Medrash says over here that even Goyim are deeply attracted to the concept of Mincha. Afilu umot olam makirin bechokhma ubevina uvedeya vhaskel. Those that have attained any sense of connection to the world, they're magiyim legufa shel terasecha, and they come to oavim otcha avagmura. Ben kishu tov, ben kishu ralem. Amazing medrash. Lekach ne'amar alkein alamota hevulcha. These are the alamot of the Umma Yisraelim around the world. And that means that the relationship of Yisrael as a whole, normally the mincha is brought by individuals, the relationship of Yisrael as a whole to Menachos is only through the Minchas HaEmer and the Shtei HaLechem, which the Gemara brought a raya before on Tzambah Chet, brought a raya from how do we know? Me'echen bo, so Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Matzina Yochid, mevi chovato ben achitim, vechovato ben asorim, so therefore, Tzibur mevi chovato ben achitim, it must be that mevi chovato ben asorim. Because if you're going to tell me that the Omer was from Chitim,
So the Lomatzinu Tzibur Shemivicho Vato Menasorim. So that means that the concept of Yisrael as a whole, which is really a response to the nature of agriculture itself and to the connection to the Eilam, because those two korbanos that are brought, whether we're talking about the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, those are the Matirin of Chodesh, both of them, and those are the ones that Yisrael brings. And as the Gemara says here, these are implications of continual presence, ongoing presence, whether you have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and it turns out that that's very central to Shivasi Batamas. Because, as Rashi says over here, again, on this daf, L'Yoylam Zeus Al Yisrael. What is the meaning of L'Yoylam Zeus Al Yisrael? So as Rashi says, this is the Mizbeach Banui, there's a Mizbeach in the Shamayim, Michael, the Malach is Eimed, and he's Matir Alav Nafshei Seyem Shal Tzadikim. And Rashi says, Mikra Hu, Medivei Hayomi, Bishuami, and it's talking about Olam Hemayim, even though there's no Mizbeach, somehow or other, this is Nogia Klal Yisrael throughout all the Nodarets. So supposedly, I don't know what this means, but it's an ongoing presence of Menachas throughout the Deres. So this is extremely important for this period of a transition. Because remember, first of all, we're learning the Parshiyos of Bamidbar. The nature of Bamidbar is that it's a transition of Mavdil B'Kedesh L'Chol. If you recall, there's five mentions in total of Or in Ba'aseh Bereishis. Each one, Chazal say, is connected one of the Chamisha Chumash Torah. The fourth one, which is connected Bamidbar, is Vayavdel Elohim Ben Ha'or V'Nechesh. Why is this Sefer Bamidbar? Because Sefer Bamidbar is Mavdel between the Yetzi and Yitzrayim and the Nichlasim La'aretz. That is precisely our contemporary situation. Remember that there's a tremendous and growing, literally growing by day, tremendous and growing difference, a true Havdalah that is becoming, between those individuals who are defined by Golas, and whose connection to Eretz Yisrael is at most that they live here, but there's no connection to the Heftza of Bishvil Yisrael and Kayach Maisen Vigiliyama. Just, it's a continued life in Golas, even if it is physically here. And certainly those who can continue to focus on a life in Golas, which is changing daily into a door of Nichnasim La'aretz in this amazing period of Pekida. And remember that this day is soon to be a Yontif. This is the Zechariah, the Nevias of Zechariah. Fayit var Hashem Tzvokos. Ko amar Hashem Tzvokos. Tzoyim Arevi, which is the Tzoyim of today, the fourth month, this is Shivasi B'Tamuz, is going to be Yeleves Yehuda L'Sason L'Simcha L'Moadim Tovim. Now that does not mean that it's going to be transformed, because then it has no kesher to the tzon. The point is that it always had maintained, hidden within the very events that led to the tzon, it had to have the elements which are themselves grow into the celebration. In which case, we need to consider the implications of Menachos here to the Shivasi B'Tamuz to come, Mezrat Hashem, by next year. And that is very much relates to the idea of a yard site bichlal, because gedolim tzadikim b'mizasam yoser mibechayeh, which is true here too, that there's a godless in the destruction of what happened in Yerushalayim, that is yoser than the original, like we find gadol ya bayis hazem na bayit harishon. That was a small remez to that concept, but in the end, the moyadim, new moyadim, and they're going to be a holiday miyolam. That is something that goes beyond. And these menachas, remember, they bring us to a constancy, a present that is always there. And that is something that goes on.
There's something wrong with the sound.
I don't know. You don't
want to put your hands for a second.
You don't hear the sound well? Now let me try again. What? There's a lot of wind here. So I'll try it. All right, I'll try. I hope that they are recharged. Can you hear me better? Hello, hello, hello. Did it change? Okay, I don't know very much
not very much what to do if this is no good, because I don't have my mic set up over here. Sorry. So you do hear now? Give me a thumbs up. I need a minimum of 25 thumbs ups. Get a rope. Okay. Fine. Okay, fine. Thank you, Spirit. Okay. So remember, the permanent presence that we have in Menachas here, the Gemara talks about on this daf, right? So we have those Menachas specifically, the ones that lead directly from Yitzhak Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. So we have all on this daf. Om Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Om Reb Yonatan, Evo Tamid HaChomim, Oiskim Yitera B'chol Mokom, Ma'ale Ani Aleyem, that's the Ki'ilu Mayvim Mincha Tahira, and so on. And what does it mean, Balelot? I'm reading from this daf. You can just look at the top of the daf. I'm Rav Yochanan. Elu tamidecha chabim ha'azkim b'torah b'layla. Mevimah le'alei makosu kilu ha'asukim b'aveda. Omrish lokish. Ba'edich siv zoz ha'torah lo lala mincha, etc. Kol ha'osu k'torah kilu hikriva la mincha. So on. And in the Vayikra Rabbah, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the people who are bringing this menachas, b'ni, what do you need all of the shemen to mix with the menachah? The best thing is ain't shemen elotera. So you should just, the reach shemanecha tovim, shemen turak shemecha, secharenu shivanu lumotera, shafachtalanu tera keshemen amurak mikli lakli. So this is something which has to do with a permanent presence, dafkin for some reason, through menachas. Now, this is a hint at the special relationship of menachas. And what is that? So we learned over here about the bittul of the tummy. There's actually a machlokas bavli yushami. Which tummy? Are we talking about a tummy that was at the time of Nebuchadnezzar? We don't have any raya to that because, the Gemara says, Gemara who? So the bavli says, look, we have a, oh my God, Devorah. We have a Kabbalah that this happened. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Tanakh, but we have a Kabbalah that this happened. The Yerushalmi learns that what we're talking about is an event that took place 520 years later, which is the story in Menachas. So the story in Menachas, of course, was about the way that they used to bring up at the time of the Machlokas of Aristobulus with his brother. They used to bring up the Tumid every day. And when they were in Mavato, the Tumid, that's when there was the Nefilah of the Beis HaMikdash in the end, the Romans came in and so on. But Lamaisa, the idea would be an idea of Menachas itself, which is remarkable that we have over here, where they brought up a Chazer, Kivan Shigia Lechatzi Choma, not Tziponav V'Choma, and that was the time in which Maisa Shabo Imer Migagot Srifin, and the Yerushalmi says that's what it's referring to, Abotalat Hamid. So the Yerushalmi in Tainis says, this is Bimei Malchus Yovan. And it brings this whole mindset. It's amazing. But the most unique element of Menachas is something else. Another thing that we learn out from Nefesh, not simply Ki'ilu Yikrivas Nafshat, but a halacha, a very technical halacha l'maisa, which you wouldn't pay much attention to if you wouldn't see it as an expression of the whole concept of the Nefesh Kitakr. And that is, you cannot bring a korban mincha b'shutafut. You can have any number of people can join in and bring a korban, any other korban. However, since it's ne'emar bo nefesh, so the Gemara says, my taima, why is it that you can't bring a shutafut? Since, says Rebbe, ashe yakriv korbano, hakol ba'im b'shutafut, lo solek ha-katuv elo mincha, she'emar nefesh, nefesh ki takriv. So that means that the concept of we've been talking about, that the mala on the alaf, kilo yikriva snafsha. That is not something that can be done b'shutafut, you see? If the idea over here is a specific relationship to the investment of the individual, obviously it can't be done b'shutafut, which means that there's such a fundamental difference between mincha and other karbanos that the relationship to the individual is not just a nice homiletic expression of, yes, the Torah mentions nefesh, ke'ilu yikriv snafsho. No, it's noged the entire way in which mincha functions, as the Malbim pointed out, that it's giving an individual input into Maisa Bereshis without having any of the accordions of what usually supplies that kind of influence. And that, as I mentioned, Rabbi Lubavitcher pointed out before. So then that means the nature of a mincha is specifically individual with a purpose in mind, as the Malbim says, a sherish of nachet, and that gives power to the powerless. And we see this because if the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day, and he had already split his chavitim, we have a terrible shailah throughout. What do we do? Because those chavitim are personal. So the new Kohen Gadol can't bring the other chavitim from the other Kohen. But this is all a function of the korban aron, that it's a specific korban, despite the fact that it's being brought as part of the Talmud, essentially. It's definitely something that is unique. And you know an amazing thing? When Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalo in the story of Korach, so he's mispalo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay no attention to the carbon of Korach v'Adasa. How does he say that? Al tefen el minchasam. So as Rashi says, Moshe was saying, I know that each of them has a unique chelek in the carbon tamid. A unique chelek is by definition a mincha, is not a korban. Therefore, al tefen al minchatam means do not look to their chelek in the korban. They should have no individual presence. It's mamish. Amazing. To change a reference to the korban tamid, which of course is part of the essence of Shivas Betamos, al tefen al minchatam, I think that's amazing. So this, I think, goes to the Gemara here of La'olam Zayis al Yisrael. What does that mean? You have a korban in which b'chayol asar hakadol is zaymed, and he's makrif the nafshei seyem shel tzaddikim. Like what? What exactly does that have to do with la'olam zayis al Yisrael? I mean, you know, Baruch Hashem, we are temporarily alive, and like, how do we relate to that as la'olam al Yisrael? How does that mizbeach the shamayim make minachas always accessible? That's what it means. La'olam zayis al Yisrael. Even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, which means it relates directly to the idea of what is going to be the holiday of Shivas Betamos. And here is the remarkable transition to the element of Shviras Haluchais that we find on Shivas Betamos. There are two very different versions in the Torah of the whole idea of Shivas Betamos and the Shviras Haluchais. Because what people generally overlook is that this event of the Shviras Haluchas and Shivas Betamos is the most significant event in Kol HaTorah Kula, as the closing psukim of the Torah teach us. This is B'kol HaOtot V'Hamofetim Asher Shelachu Adonai La'asot Beretz Mitzrayim B'Faro L'chol Avadav L'chol Artzo U'chol Hayod. This is mamish like summing up Moshe Rabbeinu's input in the world. And then the closing words of Kol HaTorah Kula. La'enei Kol Yisrael. What was La'enei Kol Yisrael? This is the Shviras Haluchas, says I'll tell us. So this is Shinesa'o Lipo Lishbor Haluchas La'eneihem. Shinema Veshbarem La'eneihem. The most significant moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, the actual closing words of Kol HaTorah Kula. So that means if you're looking to define what is the impact of today, it's like the most lasting impact. In the very context of that pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu's La'enei Kol Yisrael, we discover that there's another approach, the Shviras Haluchas, right there. Because what it says is, as an introduction to that pasuk, V'lo kam navi ol b'Yisrael k'moshe asher yito'o Adonai panim al panim. What does Chazal say? Lo kam navi b'Yisrael k'moshe avu bu'umot kam. Ve'eze zeh b'yolam ben bor. That's this motion that Sifri Rashi brings. There are competing visions of that most important moment in Kol HaTorah Kula. Bilam had his vision, as it says, Vayosim al amidbar panav. As the Targum explains, this means that he was looking to the Maisa in the Midbar, Shviras Haluchas. His alternative approach to the shattering of the Luchos is so central that it turns out that both he and Moshe have equal input into the holiday of Shivasa B'Tammuz to come, one which was meant by Moshe, the other one which is Ala Profet HaMato of Bilam, but which in the end is what it is that his approach achieves. And this is remarkable. So we have two visions of shattering. Moshe's understanding of shattering is that the shattering of the Luches was a shattering of a holistic Yisrael into individuals, which of course is the nature of the Nochas, in which everybody now stands on his own and needs to rebuild together a psolicha, and this has to turn into Yisalechecha Imanu. This turns into a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash. So the Le'olam Zeis Al Yisrael, according to Meir Shalom, what are the implications of such a thing? I mean, we're not interested right now in becoming a carbon, are we? But the nature of carbon, remember, the whole point of carbon, the real point of carbon, which everybody ignores, the real point of carbon is that it defines the process of the evolution of Maisa Bereishis from the time of Sifrei Shel Adam HaRishon. The idea of a toreif is a predator. The Mizbeach has to be a toreif for the same reason that simple biological evolution proceeds on the basis of predation. The Mizbeach is the predator. And if you're not in the Chelkel Shel Toreif, which is Binyamin, and the Yesod in those Chalokim, which were in the Shevet Yehuda's Chelek, there was no Yesod, because you couldn't put them there. That means that that's the essence, in a sense, that the ultimate korban was always hinted to, as Rabbi Bakker points out, with the words of Adam ki yakriv michem, in which, as Rabbi Bakker points out, mitoch halashon hazeh nireh ki efshir lakriv korban mina Adam. It says, Adam ki yakriv michem, you'll bring a korban from the Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell us, no, I'm not interested in that. Asher lo ala lipi. In terms of this Le'olam Al Yisrael, it's a recognition that the individual input when it comes to Adam, and remember, the transition from a Darwinian level of a random evolution in which you don't see any type of planning, you don't see any type of intelligent design. As a matter of fact, you see nonsensical design, and the change of that, as the Chinuch points out, to his Haleich Lefanai, in which Avram Avinu says, is told, we're moving from the world of El Shaddai, which as the Gemara Chagiga says, this is a random world, in which the Olam was Mizrachi Vahelech, it continued to expand until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyer Abay, V'Amar died. It is enough. Now we need intelligent input. Where does the intelligent input come from? That is the Adam Ayin Laveh Des Hagana. That's the intelligent input of Adam, which ultimately becomes Yitalech Lefanai. I need your input. I need you to walk ahead. I need you to define where you're going. And at this point, the structure of evolution is a focus in which Adam invests. So obviously the most fundamental investment is the same genetic investment, with, however, instead of being fooled into reproduction by Darwinian processes, this is the Adam who chooses and looks for where it is, as the Rambam says, Ulai Yelo Ben Godol V'Chacham B'Yisrael, that he will be able to build a future that's based on a fulfillment of the vision of what it is to be Yisrael. So that's why this ultimate Korban is served in the deepest way by the Maisa Eir. How is this? Reish Lakish points it out. Unbelievable. Reish Lakish is the one who brings out how happy we have to be that there was a Maisa of Shviras Haluches and a Maisa Eigel. Unbelievable. If we're talking about a holiday that's supposed to come from the ultimate Shivas B'Tammuz, then the one who defines the holiday is Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, Bo v'nachzik teivala v'seidu shasu es ha'egel. God, we are so lucky that our forefathers made that egel azok. What? Yes, because if it wouldn't be for that, onu kilu l'bonu l'olam, What place would we have as individuals? I mean, these guys would have stuck around forever, you know? And, I mean, what, looking at me? Who's Rish Lakish? I mean, go talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. Go talk to all these people. I'm not going to have anything to say. And I want something to say. The input of each individual human being and the chiddush of each individual being and the fact that those chiddushim were so powerful that when Moshe Rabbeinu came into the shir of Rabbi Akiva, he didn't understand a word, the Gemara says. Not one word. That idea of the continued development of what it is to be Yisrael, in fact, what it is to be human, as we'll see, is so immense that if it wouldn't be that we were given this opportunity by the Shviras Hamuchas, in which that holistic Yisrael was shattered into the individual life, which is expressed in Menachas, and that's the whole end here of Menachas, the Nefesh, the individual Nefesh, Kitakri, is specifically that which is the godless of Shivasim, the Tamas, Leosit. And that value of Adam was part of the understanding at the very beginning of Kabbalah Satira, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to answer these malachim. They've been after me for generations here. Ma'ayin ashkitiskerenu, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, me? I got to answer them. I'm worried. I'm scared of them. So I says, don't worry. Hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. You have to answer them. Otherwise, I can't give the Torah. All right? So Moshe Rabbeinu gives him a very prosaic answer. He goes into the nature of physicality, what it is to face the challenges of humanity. I mean, you guys don't have parents. That's the first best thing about you. If you got to have parents, then you know you're up against hell. Okay, so could you manage that? No, you couldn't manage that. So he goes through each in you. And he shows them, and this, of course, is what Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara, so beautiful. When Rabbi Yochanan used to see an old man, and he was a prosta guy, he sees this old guy who's got nothing to him. He stood up for him. And he said, Kamar patkai adu aleitahika. Imagine, this guy's 90 years old. Imagine the adventures that he had to face, the challenges that he had to face. What's the difference what he looks like now? The very fact that he survived as a human being, I shouldn't honor him? Stood up. Amazing. That's the ultimate, the seva takum, the seva per se, the humanity of the seva. And that was the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Ma'enosh Kitizkerenu, in which the Gemara says an amazing thing. That once they heard that, those same malachim that were saying, Ma'enosh Kitizkerenu, they fell in love with Moshe. And it says, Kulam nasu ohavim to Moshe. It was the first time they understood that the only added value to creation is the individual human experience. To be a malach is to be absolutely nothing, is to be a clone. Is to achieve nothing. No added value whatsoever. The only thing that can be looked at as Yismach Hashem b'masav and Maisa Gracious is that added value from which Rabbi Yochanan would stand up. And at that moment, they all fell in love with Moshe. And the most amazing thing is that that comes out over here in our parshias in the story of Korach. Because the Malach HaMavis, this is where we learn this from. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that the Keteres stops the terrible magefa that was going on, and he says to Aaron, grab the keteres, go and bring it, and you'll save thousands of people. How did he know that? So from here we see, all of the malachim gave Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. The gift of the malachim of us was to tell him that the keteres, as a holistic garment, was able to stop a magefa. Now, at that moment, we need to understand, like, what's the Malach HaMavis thinking? I'm telling you, Rabbosai, this is the most astonishing thing. The Malach HaMavis at that moment understood how wonderful it is to be the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis understood that he's not the grand reaper. He is the grand integrator. By bringing human life to a close, this is the Tov Shem Mishemen Tov, which is a reference to Mitcha. The Tov Shem Mishemen Tov, the Yom HaMavis B'Yom Yivoldo. And because of that, we find the most amazing Gemaras, in which there were so many Talmidei Chachamim who became not just friends with the Malach HaMavis, but as the Gemara says, Shushbinin. Shushbinim is the closest friend you can have in the world. Became the Shushbinim of the Malach HaMavis. This is beyond belief. I mean, how is such a thing possible? Story after story, in which beautiful stories, which, I mean, we have this story of Rav Chisda would be learning all the time. And Malach HaMavis wasn't able to take the nefesh of Rav Chisda. So finally, Yom Echad, he pretends to be an oni. He knocks on the door. Rav Chisda opens it up. And he's ready to give, takes out his wallet. He's ready to give some tzedakah to the oni. So Malach HaMavis shows who he is. He says, I don't understand. Why, if you're ready to give money to an oni, I'm also an oni. I need your life. What a story. Says the Gemara, Amtsi le'nafshi. He gave him his life. That's crazy. But if you understand that that's the whole idea, it's amazing. Another unbelievable story from my accountant. We're over there. Rava was on his deathbed and he was having difficulty breathing. So his brother tells his brother, be mispalo, that the Malach HaMavis shouldn't be mitzayir me. I'm having a hard time dying. So he says to Rava, Mar lav shushbineya, I thought you were like his best friend. Why don't you tell him? So he says, no. Once it's the end of your life, and it's already, my mazel is no good. He's not gonna listen to me anymore. Wow. What am I saying? Or another story. I mean, this was Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, so the Gemara says in Ksuvas. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa was Shushbine de Malach HaMavis. Shushbine, you understand? This is your best friend. This is the guy who takes you down to the chuppah. What kind of lotion is this? He was the best friend of a Malach HaMavis. And, okay, it came time for him to die. So he comes to Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. He says, your life is over. Chanina Bar Papa says to him, I need another 30 days to chazer all my learning. Because I can't die now. It's all right, fine. So I'll give you another 30 days. Then this was the whole beautiful story. You know, he says, I want to see my place in Gan Eden. Malcolm was very suspicious because he already had a problem like that. Yeshua Ben Levi jumps into Gan Eden. He says, you're not going to do me that same shtick. Okay. And there's many, many beautiful stories like this, but this means that there's a profound appreciation of the Tov Shem Mishem and Tov, the perfect idea on a yard site. And this is even the Bishagamu Basar, which is Tosis points out, this is the Yom HaMeah V'Esrim Shana of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a popular remez, the idea of mortality, Ad Meah V'Esrim. And this closing in the Nachas, Ki Imru Us Inav, is a massive change in the meaning of the individual's input into Torah. And this is something that people miss, which is a fundamental restatement of Teiras Mesh, Zichru Teiras Mesh. And I'll tell you, it's such a fundamental misunderstanding that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh has a completely wrong understanding of it. Listen to this. We know that we just finished before Teirah. So, the introductory parsha is essentially this parsha of Lashon Hara, story of Miriam, story of the Tchelas, Shlach, and so on. So, what do we learn in Miriam? So, everyone understands the limud of Miriam. It says the Rabbeinu Tam says, Tosha says, the limud of Miriam is that Miriam, in our own thought, that even though it says in the Torah of Ata, Po Amodi Madi, so Moshe Rabbeinu was told to stay. So if he was told to stay, so how could they possibly have a taina on him that he listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he didn't go back to his wife? And they're talking, well, Shinara, what's the one? We're also Nevi'im, we also are married, and we didn't divorce our spouses and so on. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atapo Amori Mandi. Rabbeinu Tam has an amazing explanation that they thought that Bederek Sha'adam Rotzel Lechet Malechinota, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed told Moshe Rabbeinu Atapo Amodim Adi, but he only told him that because that's what he wanted to hear. Now, you know, you can't even trust God. He'll always tell you what you want to hear because that's Bederek Sha'adam Rotzel Lechet. So therefore, Kamash Malan, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a personal rutzen. So it couldn't have been Bederek Sha'adam Rotzel Lechet. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam explains the level of Miriam. Now, the taina of Korach was that Korach insisted that this was all Moshe Rabbeinu's doing, and he was the one that wanted his brother to be appointed, and he wanted Eli Tzafan to be appointed, and all of these things bypassed Korach and bypassed Korach's family, and it was all because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it. You understand? So Korach was not aware of what it was that we just learned. And indeed, this is how the Aruch Hayim learns it, that this is exactly what it is, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make it clear with all of these, the neis of the Mati Aaron and so on. This is not Moshe Rabbeinu's doing. Exactly what the Rabbeinu Tam said. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have any ruts. Rabbi say, that is a complete mistake. The one who wanted Aaron to be the Kayin was Moshe. Every single time, 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu argued that Aaron should be the Kohen. What are you telling me? Moshe didn't want Aaron to be the Kohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the end, and he says, Ani amarti, ata tie Kohen, vu yeh Levi. Achshav Aaron achicha Kohen. Every time that Aaron is brought up afterwards, it's Akrevis Aaron achicha. Why do you think it says Aaron achicha? Shlach no beyat tishlach. Who is that? Aaron achicha. Of course it was Moshe Rabbeinu from the beginning to the end. So how can you possibly suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu did not desire Aaron to be the Kohen? He was the only one that pushed Aaron to be the Kohen against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original desire and got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go along with it. 7 days of arguments. Shlach no beyat tishlach. There's no answer to this, Rabbi Shimeon. Come on. All right, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, yeah. He's reluctant, but he's giving in. Okay. Very good. So if that's the case, what is the new development of what comes out of what happens in Korach? Rabbi said, the new development is that Korach was right. This is the new development that comes directly from Korach. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yevo. So this is the idea. Lo shevet Levi bilvad, elo kol ish ve'ish mikol ba'ei ha'olam. Any human being on this planet, mikol ba'ei ha'olam, anyone on this planet, asher nadva ruchoto, ve'hevino midato, li'ibadel amod lifnei Hashem l'shorto la'ovdo, la'daz es Hashem, V'halach yashar k'mo sh'asor Elohim, etc., etc., etc. Hareza is this Kadesh, Kodesh, Kadashim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him into the equivalent of a Kayin and a Levi. Yaspik lo k'mo sh'zicha l'kohanim l'alavim. And this is the meaning of David HaMelech's tefillah, Shemenat chalki v'chosi, atato michgor ali, for heaven's sakes. This is the placement of the individual that Moshe Rabbeinu creates out of the Maisa of Korach, which is astonishing. So this is the most powerful presence of this idea of Mincha as the gift that is actually comes to the world through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that means the most powerful presence of Mincha. That gift of Adam, as what is the Sharis? What's the Sharis? Where's the Shirus? Is there a Veda? How does this guy, who's a Kalecha V'yachad B'Yayla? So where is his Shirus exactly? Is Omed Lifnei Hashem L'Shar? So tell me, where is the Omed Lifnei Hashem? That is the deepest Shirus that is possible. Is this gift of Mincha, in which the Mizbeach that is Bonwe and Michoel is Makriv Alav Nafshat Tzadikim. This is the Imam Melech B'Malachtei. They were Yeshvim Sham. I'm putting into my separations what would have been Adam Ayin. This is the Aveda of Adam that you asked for. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for from the very beginning. And this is get part of the Korban Tamid that's brought every day, as the Yerushalmi puts it so beautifully, that Rebbe, this is also from Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Same it mikar. Vayachulu ha-shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'am. Vayachal Elohim v'yom ha-shvi. Vayavorech Elohim es yom ha-shvi. Maktiv batre. What comes after that? Ele toldot shamayim v'aretz. Mayin zayt zazet. I'll tell you what it means, says Rish Lakish. It means, Ela, yom nichnas v'yom yotzei. Shabbat nichnas, Shabbat yotzei. Chodesh nichnas, Chodesh yotzei. Shana nichnas, Shana yotzei. This is Ela Toldot Shamayim V'aretz Bihi Baran. This was everything that was innate in the original potential of Ma'aseh Bereishis, which every single day, every single week, every single Ischachus of the Chodesh, every single year, is bringing a new story into Ma'aseh Bereishis, in which it becomes closer and closer to that greatest moment. And that's why the greatest moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life was this moment. The greatest moment was Zeh Shviras Haluchos La'ini Kol Yisrael. And at that very moment of Zeh Shviras Haluchos, which includes the godless of what will become Shivas Batamus as the greatest holiday, Le'asi Lavayit, which is not far away, is at that moment, incredibly, we learn that there's an alternative vision. And this was B'Yisrael Lotam, Bu'umayskam, the alternative vision of Bilam to that very Shviras Haluchos. Vayasem al Hamidbar Panav. That's unbelievable. He focuses on the same shattering that Moshe focuses on, which is why we have Sifrei Shel Bilam, just as central to this Chumash of transition between the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Nichlasim La'aretz as Moshe Rabbeinu's own level of transition. So remember, we said the whole meaning of the Chumash is that it's Kineged Vayavdel Elohim. This means that the transition that we're currently experiencing, this existential placement of an individual human experience between a meta identity of Reishis and of Knesset Yisrael, it's central to everything that we learn here in Bamidbar, which ends up in the end focusing specifically on the placement of the individual in the midst of all of that. And remember that Bilam is the very source, as the Rambam brings Halacha L'maisa, he's the very source of our belief in Mashiach is coming from the Torah. As he says, V'parshas Bilam Ne'emar, V'shomni Vei B'shnei HaMashichim, V'Mashiach HaRishon Shu David, Shoshias Yisrael Mi'atzoreim, ובמשיח האחרון שהעמד מבנו, שמושיע סיסרו מידי בני יד עשר, ושמו אומר אינו ולא אתה, זה דוד, אשר אינו ולא קרוב, זה המלך המשיח. This is not the way the Rambam normally speaks, to bring a getter of midrashim to analyze the different words. דורך כוכב מיעקב, זה דוד, וקום שבט מישראל, זה המלך המשיח. מחץ פעתנו אב, זה דוד, וכרכו בני שייס, זה המלך המשיח. והיה אדום ירישה, זה דוד. He brings פסוקים, תזריאס ויצ'ר דס. והיה ירישה, זה ירוי וו, זה המלך המשיח. שנאמר ועלו משים ברציון. This is ממש, the lesson of the Rambam. It's all coming directly from Bilam. And this alternative vision of Bilam is the Vayosim el Amitbar Panav. He looked at the Maisa of the Shviras Haluchos. Why? Because the Shviras Haluchos, the shattering, is the greatest opening for Bilam. Remember that Bilam's great claim to fame is shattering. Shattering the nature of reality into what is called Rega, right? So we have the Gemara, many Gemaras reference this. Bilam, he's got all these claims to having metaphysical superpowers. He's a Yodea Das Elyon. Truth is, the Gemara says, he has no power at all except the power of deconstruction, the power of dissection, the power of reductionism, the power of profanity. And this is Machazeh Shaddai Yechazeh Yedea Das Elyon, says the Gemara in Brochus. This is ridiculous. He didn't even know Das Behemta, right? So he couldn't figure out what it was that his ass is going to answer him. So this ass is claiming that he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, where he doesn't know his own ass. So how do you explain this? Says the Gemara, there's only one thing that he knew. And what was that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's always got this instant of anger. What is that instant of anger? Why would there be a hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a moment of Zo'en B'chol Yom? That is an insertion of the continued nature of randomness into the hanhoga, which without it, wait till the plane passes here, without it, we would be living in a predestined reality. We need randomness in order to choose. We need randomness in order to develop. That's the El Zoyim B'chol Yom. So Kama Zamo, Rega, one instant. And a Rega is like a tiny, it goes through how much you could split a Rega down to plank time in the Gemara's vision, you know? So what does that mean? That he knew that Rega? It means that he views life as a series of disjointed moments. That's the shattering. Every moment, every rega has an inherent meaning, which is precisely the vision of deconstructionism, the vision of postmodernism, in which he's the primal deconstructionist. He's the one who denies a objective world of meaning in which everything is spin. Everything is interpretation. It's free and open. The text is all, as they're happy to tell you in any postmodernist description of text. There is no context. Context is what you want to put into it. The reality is only the text. In terms of the world and in terms of physics, exactly the same thing is true. This is a denial of a fundamental element of quantum mechanics, which we'll talk about later, which is quantum contextuality. There is no context. And therefore, according to him, there can't possibly be any individual meaning, which is, as Rashi tells us, as Sifri tells us, this is the loss of the olive in Vayikra, which is the Vayikar, which is Bilam, Vayikar Elohim El Bilam, to tell us there's no relationship. Obviously, there can't be a relationship if the context is only whatever you make of it. So there can't be any integrity. There can't be any connection. There can't be any mincha. There can't be any nefesh. There can't be any ru'ut enav. There can't be any individuality because there's only randomness. And this basically was the whole idea of how it is that the Beis HaMikdash was lost. Why? Because immediately after the Shviras Haluchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I ain't coming. Moshe Rabbeinu davens, what do you mean? We need you. How? What's the point? Al ta'aleinu mizeh. We don't want to go. We're not interested in going without you. Boy, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ridiculous. Rega echad ele b'kirbecha v'chiliticha. If I go for 1 minute, I'll wipe you out the minute you get me angry. Rega? That's that Rega of Bilam, right? Huh? So that means that that deconstruction of the Luchas that was Bilam's Rega is the moneia of the creation of a Beis HaMikdash to come. What is Moshe Rabbeinu's response? I got a simple answer for that. My answer is, screw Bilam. Where does he say that? He's mispoel. Shelo tishre shechina neviyei yumas ha'olam. Anymore. So get rid of Bilam. Get rid of Rega. Get rid of Rega. Then we got no problem. So then you can come with us again, right? So amazingly, he is mispoel for exactly what happens here, in which Bilam announces in that parsha, Hineni Olech El Ami, and that is, I'm not a Navi anymore, I give up. So he retires. So he is Mekayim with his own words, the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is basically the equivalent of the same dementia which sets into a human being when his brain can no longer hold it together. Hold what together? Rega! Because most people's brains are comprised of experiences that don't have any real connection other than the way that he's reading that connection. And it gets to a point where you just can't keep it together. That's the literal words that people use. That's the idea of, by the way, of hospital dementia. people go into the hospital, all of a sudden they go, people think it must mean they have dementia. I mean, if they come home, they manage to put it all together again. But you just don't have the energy to put it all together when it's not Nogea. So you figure the heck with it. Because most people are literally holding their lives together completely artificially. Because in reality, all they have is Rogoyan. And therefore, the moment he could no longer hold it together, so to speak, Bilam, isn't he inani holechelami? I'm no longer Navi. I'm going back home. And amazingly, out of that breakdown, in which Bilam seeks the deconstructionist position of Regam, we have the most beautiful insight into the Tikkun from Bilam's point of view of Shivaser B'Tammuz, which of course he didn't mean, but which is all his fault. Amazing. He gives us maybe even more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Because listen, remember that the Navi says, yes, we had this just now in the Haftarah, Ami. This is Zichorna. I'm asking you to please remember. Ma ya'atz Bolok melech Moab, u'me'anoto Bilam ben Ba'or, min ha'shitin ad ha'gilgal, l'man da'at tzidkot Hashem. The Gemara says, you want to know what incredible chesed I did with you? I was not angry for 1 second. Min ha'shitin ad ha'gilgal, a lot of stuff to be angry about, because, I mean, you guys were really messed up. But I want to slide, just slide over the, thanks so much, Marcel. What a pleasure having Marcel here, I'm telling you. Feels like forever. Just slide over one more. Yeah. We still need the air. Thanks so much. A little bit more, 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 more. Bring it all the way up to the other one. That's where it's coming through, all the way. Up, 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 a little more. Ah, thank you. All right. Thank you. So what's the meaning? Had I gotten angry at you for 1 minute, that would have been the end of everything. And I'm asking you, please remember. Now, what's this, please remember? What is please remember? I'll tell you, Rabbi Isai. Please is very important. Because remember that by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu also says, please do me a favor, Moshe. I need you to ask Yisrael to please ask the Mitzrayim to please lend you their ears and their clothes and their money and so on, right? So Gemara says, why please? Because, I mean, it would be terrible. Kedei shelo yoimar oseh tzadik v'inu. Yes, they v'ivdu v'inu otam kiyem behem. But he never gave them the promised rechush gadol. I need them to please make sure that that happens. That means please is not a small word. So what's the please over here about the amid? Please, Zichor. I'll tell you what the please is. And that please is the key to understanding what it is that Bilam HaRasha ends up bequeathing us about the holiday to come of Shivaser B'Tammuz, which is remarkable. Because, look, what is there to remember, in all honesty? I mean, what kind of garbage is this? Yomolei kasti kolot bayami. I mean, it's ridiculous. The very nature and notion of Rega is impossible in the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Olam. What would it mean? That, well, I promised you, but not if there's a Rega. So then there's no promise. Then there's no bris. Then there's no reality. I mean, I don't understand. I'm supposed to take this seriously? That some kook of a donkey lover is enough to be threatening my relationship with the underlying bris of my separation? Is crazy. Ah, is a hack. I think about it. So what's the point? What is there to remember? Did we ever take seriously that this was a threat? And what, HaKadosh Baruch would have no integrity? There would be no meaning to a Shvuas Hashem? There would be no meaning to a Bris Hashem? It's ridiculous. What it means is one of the most revolutionary ideas given to us only because of Bilam HaRasha. And remember that the word Zechira does not mean remember the word Zechira. The word Zechira is a change in consciousness. That's the way the Rambam understands the whole mitzvah of Zechoras Yom HaShabbos,
Zechor in terms of the sphere of Miriam, Zechor in terms of Horus Hayom Hazer Sheyatzatem Yimitzrayim. This is not to remember. This is to be aware of. It's an actual change of consciousness. So what is there? Something's going to change in my consciousness because of this hack? It's amazing. So what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking you, you think that this is a given. You think that this is the nature of the existence of my Sibrachus. So, the whole thing is a joke. There's no bigger non-joke than this. It means that at every moment, I needed to input a cancellation of randomness to prevent any pagam in our bris and our shvua. Do you know what that cost me? You know how much I felt like telling you all to go to hell? How many times I told Moshe Rabbeinu, get rid of all of them, I can't take it anymore. And not once could I do that. And that means with all of the begging of creation to allow randomness into the process as it was at the beginning, I couldn't allow it to happen. You know what that's called? That is called Aveda. You know what your Aveda is, gentlemen? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, what do you think you do as your Aveda? What do I need you for? The only thing I need you for is like it says here at the end of Menachos. My Yitzron Lebalav, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get out of you? Ki imru utenav. I need you to care. I need you to invest. I need you to define that something's going somewhere. That's what I do. You think it's a big deal that you have your Aveda and all of this stuff that we're talking about, Karbonas and Eimed Lashares. And what do you think I do? I do exactly the same thing. And that means that the Charot Imo Habrit, it's not just HaKadosh Baruch who holds Avram Avinu's hand as he cuts off his own Orla. It's literally, we're working on that same Brit. And this is the way that the Ramban understands it, that the nature of Maisa Bereshis is that Brit, because there has to be that commitment to an ongoing reality. And that's why the Ramban says Brit comes from the word Bria. It's innate in that idea. That's why et Briti, the Brit that was given, because otherwise we might as well throw the whole thing into nothingness. Because in the end, randomness and just plain entropy will win. Has to win. So every time, Malchei Mizrach Umarev, take over the world, I'm ready to kill it. And I don't. So this creation of history, this continued investment, this constant Mechadesh Betuvai B'choyam Tami, is the precise counterpart to the Avedus Yisrael, which is invested in the Adam Ayin, that creates a cloud out of mist. Remember, aid. The aid is Yala, Mina Oret, Slashkot, it's Kopne Adama. Randomness, entropy produces mists. Investments in specific energy produces clouds. The presence of the Shechina is always in terms of a cloud. The lack of the presence, let's see if you can find that somewhere. Don't step. Thanks. You got it? The lack of the presence of the Shechina, still hear me okay? Beep, 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 beep. The lack of the presence of the Shechina in randomness is a mist. Just a mist. Why? Because it is defined by entropy. It has a specific energy input. And that's the ultimate Aveda of bringing rain, which is the Aveda Sa'adam from the beginning. All of that is part of what the nature of Aveda is. And that's the V'charot Imo Abrit, the real V'charot Imo Abrit. And that's why, as Ramban points out, the Keshet in the sky, which is the equivalent, as we know, it's the equivalent of the Bris of Adam, because Vateshev Be'itan Kashto is the same reference to a penis that the Keshet is in the Bris, as Ramban points out, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Keshet, the shooting of ejaculate, is a Keshet. And that ejaculate is rain.
And that's the Geshamim, which is the Aveda Sa'adam, which is precisely the same Aveda. So this new level of bris is Omed Kineged Halicha Bekeri, which is the bris on the Luchos Hashniyim, as Ramban points out, at the end of Vayikra, after the Shviras HaLuchos, a completely new description of the nature of bris. And that is the ultimate achievement, even against his will, of Bilam's celebration of Shivas Shvatamus, a completely new level of mutuality of Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachal in the Olam. And so we have the foundations of this new Simcha, Moyadim Tevim, of this Tzem HaRevi here, both from Moshe Rabbeinu and from Bilam HaRosh, from the La'ini Ko Yisrael that complete the Torah in two completely different visions. And that is the Lokom Novi B'Yisrael Kamei Shahed, and that's the Bilam. And that's the Alkein Alamot HaHivucha that we learned at Nisnogea, the nature of Menachas. So then that means that the closing, this new Yomim Tevim that are coming, imply profound changes in the nature of Yisrael's place, the relationship to Torah, and to the understanding the fundamental Bishvil Yisrael. Because the truth is that the shattering is much more just the shattering of a particular set of assumptions or a particular set of relationships. It's an existential shattering with implications that touch upon the roots of Maaseh Bereishis, that touch even upon the roots of physics, that have very deep impact on the idea of Yerushas Haaretz, which is, of course, the very next issue in the Chumash of Havdalah, which we come to this week in Parshas Pinchas. So that existential shattering goes far beyond what we've been talking here. Even the most simple level of understanding that Shviras HaLuchos, this rega is immensely powerful. The contemporary renaissance of the rega is the most definitive thing in the contemporary world, becoming more and more powerful every single day. Its contemporary renaissance is the most impactful of all political tools. And it's the cynical manipulation of all these useful idiots through presenting a completely disjointed virtual world, a free association narrative, a world of literal statistical large language models, which claim the intelligence, which is exactly the level of the intelligence of Bilam in terms of his use of the meaning of language. And because of that, it empties all things of contexts. There's only statistically defining what word comes next. I mean, that's unbelievable for people to associate that with a fundamental intelligence. It's the essence of misasek bekachin. It's the essence of there is no ki'im ru'ut enav. There is no ru'ut enav. There's only statistics, even in language. That's the ultimate rega. This is the ultimate world of Bilam. This becomes a completely different planet, a totally different relationship to God himself, who is subject to the same PowerPoint presentations of large language models and artificial intelligence that Bilam is essentially making the nature of reality. This is astonishing. And the way that it grows from day to day as the world of Bilam is absolutely amazing. This is the whole postmodern rejection of context. It's not only an attack on relationships. It's not only an attack by revisionist historians to make up whatever they want. It's an attack on the very nature of the meaning of history, the concept of history, which sees fundamental connections between the accumulating rega of the universe, which he denies. There is no fundamental connection. There's just these statistical possibilities in which the machine suggests what the probable next word is going to be if you use this word before. That's beyond belief. What bigger rega is there than a world of artificial intelligence? In which case, the shattering, as it's taken by Bilam of the Luchos, is an attack on the actual nature of the experience of reality. Because that experience of reality, in terms of the physics of that experience, is based on a concept which is called quantum contextuality. And that idea of quantum contextuality is beautifully brought in, if you're familiar with the Penrose steps, But then it shows up into this, the Gödel Escher Bach, and those beautiful steps in which the steps go around to come back to the beginning. You don't see what you're looking at unless you see the whole thing. Because if you look at any one part, you think you're looking, is Ori following all of this, Gavi? Ori, are you happy? Maybe I should bring her the boost. Show me the boost quickly. We got to catch Ori's attention. Right there, the green thing. Yeah, put your hand on it. Move over. Ori loves boost. Hey, come back. What do you say? Ah, we not only have Ori, now we've got Asura Mikol. Look at this. Look at this. And now maybe we can get Ori to produce Atsuri. Huh? What do you say about that? No? Ari's still in Kruger. No, Tsuri's in Kruger. Right? Anyway, so what we have over here is essentially something that destroys the nature of my separations. This is the whole point. That provision of quantum contextuality is the way that the Rambam's idea of Hu Haman Higa Galgal B'Keach She'en Lo Ketz, which of course to us sounds utterly ridiculous. If you're living in even in a simple Newtonian universe, this is silly. You don't need energy to get things moving. You need energy to stop things moving. So what's the Rambam talking about? The update on that Rambam is that you need the Zecharna to have a history of movement. Otherwise, Newton makes no sense either. How in the world do you have vectors without histories? You can't have vectors without contextuality. It's a joke. And therefore, Rega is an attack on the greatest of Yesh Me'ayin. And this is the way the Zohar understands the Yesh Me'ayin in the ultimate sense. Hayesh Hashem Bikribeinu Im Ayin. Remember that amazing Zohar that says that Klal Yisrael just wanted to know one thing. Is this a show, a virtual universe in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes yesh out of ayin? It's really a bunch of garbage. It really is rega. It really is random. And it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reading, which is no different than our reading, after all. It's just his reading that turns it into a history, which isn't really there, but he lets us share that read. Yeah, so who's interested then? I mean, you know, I can read it the way I want. So which is it? Asks Claudia. Says the Zohar, this amazing thing. That was what they were asking? Is it Hayesh Hashem Birkirbeinu? That's not worth anything. Is it Ayin? No, if it's Ayin Birkirbeinu, now we're getting somewhere. But if that's what they were asking, says the Zohar, that's a brilliant question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch get angry at them? Answers the Zohar, how could you think that it's anything but Ayin? Don't you understand that if you can't trust the existential sense of an experience of being, you can't trust anything. And if you don't see that as Ayin, and you believe you could separate those two, so then you might as well go live in a virtual world with Bilam, the hell with you anyway. It's an amazing Zohar. And this is exactly the existential shattering that we're talking about over here. The ultimate pagan of the Yesh Me'ayin. And this is ultimately what defeats Bilam. Because the total randomness of connections was shattered by the Zecharna of the very bris that he brings out. And that's why the continued adventures of Bilam needs him to be wiped out by yours truly, nobody else but Pinchas. Why? Because Pinchas is all about context and completely against the text. Because Rabbi Isai, there was no excuse for Pinchas in terms of the text. Zero. As Zimri said to Moshe, who allowed you to marry Bat Yitro? If I can't marry this girl, why can you marry Bat Yitro? So what is he, stupid? This is a Nasi B'Yisrael, and he doesn't know the difference between Stam taking a girl in free sex and taking a Goya versus this wonderful marriage with Bas Yisrael. And I mean, he's not stupid. But indeed, as all of the Kabbalah explain, Zimri's intent was a gerus in which he would do exactly what it was that was done for Rus by Boaz. He's going to take Boaz. He's going to take Moab. I'm going to take Midian. Benos Moab, Benos Midian. And Midian has so many in Yonim that is choshev for Yisrael. The same number of mishpachas, everything the same. So I want to do this. It's an amazing tikkun. Obviously, I'm taking her with Geirus, as the Rambam says. What, you think that these guys would stop taking girls that weren't mekabel on themselves? Mitzvahs. So what's wrong? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, he couldn't say anything's wrong. Vehema bochim, I don't know. How is it Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have an answer? Of course he didn't have an answer. Because there's no halachic answer. Exactly. The answer is totally contextual. But totally. Which essentially means there are most issues. This is as the it was beautifully brought out by the Bimei HaShileach. One of the most essential reasons why you cannot say Lashon Hara is because you're making assumptions that what is good for you is good for everybody. But that's not true. What be mutter for one person might be also for another person. And that's exactly what's happening here. Yes, it's a wonderful cheshbon, and it's great for Boaz, and you die. That's the difference. Because, again, the contextuality of what the threat was of Benos Midian, of what the threat was in conjunction with they're trying to bring to Avodah Zarah, of what the threat was to Yichus. Yichus. And why is Yichus so important? The whole parsha is about Yichus. Ha'ra'item ben Putizeh, what kind of Yichus does this guy have that he's attacking a Nasi Sheve? Who cares what his Yichus is? I don't understand. Is it Mutter? Is it Osir? No, no. The word Yichus means relative to, gentlemen. The word Yichus implies context. That's what the very word is. The whole parsha is about Yichus. Cosby Bats Surah's Rashi says, we have to be Miyachis her. Zimri, we have to be Miyachis him. Same welcome that we're being. What is the parsha about? Yichus of Yisrael. They claim, oh, how do you know who your fathers are? Sifra Yuchasim. Because Hashem Tzurai Lomim. Take the Yud and the Hay of the Shemas and put them. The whole thing is around being Miyachis, the Mishpachas of Yisrael, and making them something that is seen as an ongoing contextual history, right? Okay. So that is absolutely the meaning, not of the non-context. It's the meaning of context itself. So that means that the entire story of Pinchas was the problem of Yichus, which is why he was attacked in terms of Yichus, which is why the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't relate to his Yichus as being from Yisrael. I relate to his Yichus as being a Kanoi ben Kanoi, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, a Kohen, a Shim. Okay, all right. This is all you have to say? Just tell me he did the right thing. Thank you very much. No, 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 no. No. If he's the wrong guy, he can't do the right thing. Why not? Because everything is context. Everything is context. All ultimate meaning, all ultimate relationship. The opposite of a world of rega is context. It's only the idiots who believe the text is all. These are the people that pick up their Shulchan Aruch, the text is all. And the result of it is a complete breakdown of all connection to the world, having no understanding of any of the implications of Torah, and even its Dover Kotten as being the most important thing, as the Rambam says. Who cares? And that's the whole point. That's the whole thing that Moshe Rabbeinu is making. It's all about Olam Hazeh. It's all about the Yishuv of Olam Hazeh. That's the idea. And therefore, that context, that's the expression of Moshe Rabbeinu's entire existence. He is called Mr. Reishis. Where do we see that? Vayar Reishis lo. Kishom chelkas b'chokek safun. Where is the Reishis in the world of Bereishis bar Elohim? In Moshe. And as Rabbeinu Pachyo puts it, Hamahala hazot anikrit Reishis lo hisiga shum nivra k'mo Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Vayar Reishis lo. That's the Mala of Reishis, which is the Chelkas Mechokek.
And this was his mitzvah, says Rabbi Lubavitcher, was to be an active rachis in the Bria. And that is the essence of the Battle of Bilam, which is there is no rachis, context-free language, built upon regar, as opposed to the insistence there is rachis, there is achris, there is history, and that's the zechira. And remember that the essence of the failure in Shviras HaRuchos, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, is achen ki adam temutun. That's part of the same Ben Azai we started with about the celebration. Ani amarti Elohim atem, uvnei elyon kolchem. You want to be like Adam? Okay. Achen ki adam temutun, so go die, if that's what you want. And that was the same failure. What was that failure? Aisha asher natata imadi. And that was the basis of language. Where does language come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the animals to Adam Rishon, Lirot Mayikralo. And how does he decide Mayikralo? As the Gemara in Yevamah says, he sleeps with each animal, makes love to them. Ula Adam lo matza ezer kenegdo. He was unable to find any relationship. And that became the Isha, which afterwards he complains about and says, Aisha asher natata imati. But that means that the failure of language, lirot mayikralo, is basically a failure in relationship of the sexes. It's not a coincidence that Bilam is stuck making love to his donkey. That's not a throwaway line of haskenis kanti. It's central to the rejection of language, real language, instead of LLMs. And it's central to the rejection of the building of a growing world through the input of Yisrael, which is what he made fun of. I don't like that ejaculate of Yisrael. Reveal Teim Shor Yisrael. Feh, Misha Kodesh Vetor, Yistaka Betvarim Alalo. And it's Betachim that, which built. That's the difference between Bris Mila as a post-Darwinian evolution, as the as the Sefer HaChinuch explains. So that breakdown of relationship is the essential Yitiyah Shel Nochash in Gan Eden. The essential thing that the Nochash did to destroy the world that would develop and which we work on continuously to reconnect is one simple thing. Yitiyah Shel Nochash is a breakdown in sexual relationship. Where do we see that? Yishai Avi David. Yishai, the Gemara says, he was one of the only people in all of history. Shemet b'Yitiyah Shel Nochash. The Eitza of the Nochash killed him. What was that Eitza of the Nochash? Dovid HaMelech defines what the Eitza of the Nochash was. Ki Avi v'Imi Asavuni. What is that supposed to mean? Says David HaMelech, look, and he mentions his father's name. When my father Yishai finished his sexual relationships with my mother, you know what? He turned the other side on the bed. My mother turns the other side on the bed. And now we have a world of post-coital depression, saking my own life. I don't need you anymore. That's Avivi Miyazavuni. You think anybody cared about me? They were all interested in their own ideas. Vashem Yasveni. This is what David HaMelech says about his father, who dies be'itir shanachesh. That's insane. Who would say such a thing about their parent? But he's coming to define what itir shanachesh is. That's the point. And that is exactly what, in the end, David HaMelech had to discover himself. How to get beyond Yitiyah Shel Nochash. And how did he do that? That was the relationship with Avishag HaShunamit, in which all elements of the sexual relationship, which says Beferish, Vatayil Tzochene, it was all about warming him. You don't warm people with the most beautiful girl in all of Klal Yisrael because she has a warmer body, obviously. So what are you talking about? You're talking about a sexual warmth. So, how is that appropriate? Well, they had to be matir yichud for David HaMelech, because they didn't want him to have to divorce her wife. Okay, so just coincidentally, he wasn't allowed to sleep with her. And just coincidentally, Avishag Hashanamis is making fun of him and telling him, you know, you pretend to be ecstatic, when in reality, you just can't get it up. And he has to prove, at the end, when he's giving over the Malchus to Shlomo HaMelech, that insane story, that Karali le Batsheva, and he has to sleep with Batsheva and climax 13 times before he can go outside and say, I want Shlomo to be king. That's nuts. Sounds like it's totally crazy. Who thinks up such things? But the point is that the Haskein Hiskanti, Hasot Lechako, which was the raya that Bilam sleeps with his donkey, came from the raya of Atahilo Sochenet, of Avishag HaShenamit. It's that word, Shenemar Vatahilo Sochenet. So what to Bilam was the complete breakdown in the rega of the nature of language and therefore of relationship and the continued sleeping with the animals, which was the original Kriya Shemes of Adam, becomes in Dovra Melech the exact opposite. It becomes the Hashlama of relationship that has no personal need. And this is exactly what it is that Moshe Rabbeinu changes here. And that's based on one simple thing. It's the contextual history of Sifrei Shel Adam HaRishon, the Dorshav, which was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Midrash says specifically, Dor V'Dorshav. He needed to see every individual that would input to the nature of Yisrael. You know what this is based on, Rabbi Yisrael? It's based on Avas Yisrael, but not the touchy-feely Avas Yisrael that everybody's talking about. Avas Yisrael doesn't mean loving people. Avas Yisrael means loving Yisrael. Doesn't mean loving people. When it says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, it's only rea. Rea means, halacha, this is not discussions, this is halacha. Rea means someone who shares with you. He is achicha b'mitzvahs. He is oisameisa amcha. He shares with you a vision of reality that is as if it is your own. That's the reis. Reim ha'ahuvim. That is gisamechacha yitzircha b'gan Eden mikedem. This is not individual, private issues, personal issues. This is an existential sharing in which you begin to understand why it is that the Sefer Toldei Sa'odam Ben Azai says in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Akiva, don't give me this stuff of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'tera. It's an amazing Gemara. Says Ben Azai, I have a much bigger klal gadol b'tera than your klal gadol b'tera. Ze sefer toldei sa'odam, ze klal gadol mizeh. That's a much bigger klal. The recognition that humanity is on a journey in which klal Yisrael is that aspect of humanity, which is able to be the Adam Atam, that's a much bigger klal than your feely-touchy Avas Reya, which people are going to take to mean something totally different than it is. It's the value of the original vision of the potential of the species that we're talking about over here. The very thing that Moshe Rabbeinu has seen. This is not the Rishis, this is a Rishis Bishvil Yisrael. It's not the notion of Klal Yisrael that people throw around, which never appears anywhere, by the way, in any sources. Klal Yisrael means like the nation of Yisrael to people. There's no such concept. There is a concept of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is a Meda identity that stretches across the entirety of Maaseh Bereishis from the beginning of Reishis Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis, until the end. It's the same Yud Hey that was put on either side of the Osias added in this week's parsha to the numbers and names of Yisrael, so that each Bishpocha had a Yud and a Hey added to it. Those were the Yud and the Hey of B'kah Hashem Tzur Olomi, the same Osias that created the world. Yud of Olam Haba, He of Olam Hazeh. And what it's talking about is the nature of Knesset Yisrael, which we know Kabbalistically is the full equivalent of Shechina. Shechina and Knesset Yisrael are almost synonyms. It's only contextually that they're used differently. So it's a reference to a meta identity, which is incorporative of the entire potentiality
of the Sefer Todos Adam. That's the meaning of the B'kah Shem Tzurei Lomim, which are the Osias on the Bekida of Pinchas. It's not an edus on genetic identity. It's a connection back to the Maisa Bereishis that's done with those two Osias Hashem. And that centrality of Yichus through the Osias Koh, it refers to the actual creation with those Osias, which is precisely the centrality of quantum contextuality to functional physics, underlying creation itself. And we learned that gufa over here in Menachos. This is where the Gemara is, B'kah Hashem Tzurei Lomim. Amazing. So that means that if the word Yichus means context, and this is why Pinchas is presenting that context of Yichus, and that's why we focus throughout. His identity, therefore, is that of Eliyahu HaNavi. He has to be Mevaser Geula. He's Meshi Levev Ovez, Alev Bonim. This is the details of Sifrei Shel Adam HaRishon, going all the way back to the Avodas HaAdam, changing the randomness and the mists of the world into context and clouds, which means that we have to get closer and closer. As we get closer to Nichbasim La'aretz and to the Bamei Daki Ira Shena, the nature of Yerusha, we have to get closer and closer to that Meda identity of getting beyond Zepon Elekan, Vizopon Elekan. The level of love doesn't have room for the selfishness of the moment I get something out of my friend, that then I don't have anything more that I need from them. That's the expression in the relationship to Avishak Hashanamis. That's the Vatilo V'Sochenet. And this is the pursuit of Moshe Rabbeinu, in which Melami Chehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Kol Ma'asha Yavi Atid V'Yihot Her Elo, everything, Dan, Shimshon, Barak V'Navi Noam, Inavtoli, Kol Dor V'Dor, V'Yomre Shemi Lav, Zot Ha'aretz Ashenishbati, Melami Chehereu, everything, as Rashi points out, Ada Yama Acharon means Ada Yoma Acharon, the entirety of history. And that is the ultimate, that pursuit of Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate closing of Menachos in Ki'im Ru'ut Einav. It's all about what he wants. That's what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu in Korach. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the kuhuna to go to Aaron. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't demand and influence that the kuhuna should go to Aaron. That's not the point. The incredible point is that the desire of Moshe is the desire of humanity. It's not personal. It goes beyond any concept of the personal. It goes completely beyond Ityoy Shel Nachash. It's the tikkun in which everything that matters to me most in my life, every love and every important moment and every experience of what it means to exist as the Kama Parkai Adelayahu Gavre, all of that is not personal. It's the ultimate gift of the individual. And therefore, it's not personal. It belongs to creation. And that was the Chiddush of what happened there in Korach. To go beyond what the Or HaChaim says, to go beyond the Rabbeinu Tam's insight into what it was that Miriam needed to understand, and to come to a Teiras Shel Moshe, Zichru Teiras Moshe, but there's a human being who can put in all of those experiences of Nosi Hador, Kikol Hador, and everything that was part of the Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, can put it back into the history of Maase Bereishis. Ad Hayom HaAcharon, Ad Hayom HaAcharon, discovering it himself as a bioptic is amazing. And that is not similar to anything that has to do with what Korach was. And this is the strongest expression of the closing words of the Da'atchem Zvochu of Menachos, of the La'olam Zeis L'Yisrael, of the idea of Ki'im Ru'ut Einav. This is the Ru'ut Einav of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the idea of Yerushas Ha'aretz that's expressed over here as a completely different mandrega. Appreciating Yerusha in the context of Pinchas is recognizing that the most profound interconnection of every currently living life custodian is not just a connection to past and future. It's a connection to Bishvil Yisrael itself. It's a connection to Beit Olami. It's a connection to Malchus Olami. It's a connection to Mashiach Ben David.
It's the deepest expression of Bris Milah and the national reveal Teyam Shel Yisrael in creation's goal and ultimate what it's become. Im HaMelech Bimlachto Yashvu Sham. That is the journey of Koyach Ma'isev. He gave Liyama Vatet LaNachalat Goyim. This is the ultimate contextuality that provides the literal fundamental physics for creation by providing the context for quantum contextuality that underlines our experience of reality. So this sum total contextuality of those who are called the creators of context, those who were Im HaMelech Bimlachto Yashvu Sham, it provides the flow of history. It provides the fullness of Bishvil Yisrael. It provides the Shvil Yisrael, Bishvil Yisrael, along that path created. Shvil is the path created by Yisrael, which the moment Bilam glimpses, he recognizes that this is Dorach Kochav Miyakov, come shave it, Miyisrael. This is the solution. Tiyit Yerushal Nochash, the mocker of Bitol Hara, and the return of the actual Menachos, the real Menachos, and the Menachos that are inherent in the Tamid. These Inyanim, Rabbi Say, were central to the life of Avi Marizal. I have to tell you, the going beyond the absurdity of religion, it was so deeply anti-religious, that was the reason that he dropped Hasidus, because he felt that it had become a religious thing instead of part of the nature of Yisrael. So this is very difficult for him. He was raised in the whole context of Slonim and Hasidus and went out to forge his own derech, his own focus on the meta reality of Yisrael, the complete reality of Yisrael, the complete reality of Torah, completely ignoring all of the kind of things that people are comfortable in saying. The amazing sense of responsibility for Klal Yisrael that he had. He would travel for hours only to suffer bizyonos, and he knew he would suffer bizyonos, trying to tell the so-called Gedolei Yisrael at least to be meicha on the stupidity of the type of things that are coming out from there. The search for Yishuv Ha'ilam in terms of Ha'ilam Hazeh, the clarity of the difference of Yisrael and the anger that he had. I remember as a little child, most beautiful story, was once in the middle of Shabbos, and a Mormon missionary knocks on the door. Those days used to go around door to door, you know, and I want to teach you something about the Bible and spend a few minutes learning the Bible with you so that you can understand. Right. So he answers the door. This missionary is there. I'm sitting in the next room as a kid, you know, and I hear him. You are going to teach me something about the Bible. And that's interesting. He brings him into the room, shows him he's got 5,000 Sforim on the walls. You see, he says, these books are all about what you call the Bible. Now, this one book here, this is the Bible that you know. When you finish reading these other 5,000 books, maybe you'll have something to talk about. You know what it means to be a Jew, you fool? What it means to have been dedicated for thousands of years instead of your nonsense of reading a full fairy tales about the Bible? You're not embarrassed to knock at my door and to try to tell a Yisrael something about the Bible? The guy won't. Beep his Yenis. This is like classic. This is that kanoz for what it means to be a Ben Yisrael. The focus on real life. Remember, he spent his childhood, his most important years in Eretz Yisrael, and his deeper sense of Yerusha, in which he completely ignored the ethnic aspect of Yerusha, which is so much part of religion and ethnicity, and is ultimately perhaps the most wonderful thing of all, is the relationship to the Haftarah. Yatsnea lechet in elokecha. Yigidecha adam atov. It's the closing from Micha of the Haftarah. Yigidecha adam atov. Umo adonai doresh mimcha. Geim asot mishpat. Ye'av adchesed. Vatsnea lechet in elokecha. That idea of hatsnea lechet, of everything being not to show off and not in any way to put himself on top, but to always pursue truth at whatever the cost was an amazing madriga in which the tznius, even the physical tznius, was astonishing. Okay, Rabosa, I'm very sorry for taking up so much of your time, but I appreciate your spending this time with me, And I just would like to say a Kaddish, if you don't mind, with me. And Bezrat Hashem. Look, there's a lot more to this story. We'll finish tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, in the Parshas HaShavua, where I can complete the understanding of the nature of the contextuality of Pinchas. But this was a good beginning, so hopefully you'll join me tomorrow. Itkadav itkadash merava.
Amen.
Biyom batifrach yulutei v'yamlich malchutei b'chayechun v'yomechun v'chayeduchu b'et Yisrael b'agavo v'zman kariv imlu amen.
Amen.
Shmei Rabon Urach Lulam Lomil Maya, Yitvarach Vishtabach Vitbar Vitruman Vitnase, Vitadar Vitalev Vitalal Shmei de Kutchabrichun, Leilam in Kol Birchata Vishirata Tushbachata Venechamata, Damiran Bilmavim Wamin, Al Yisrael Varar Banan Vial Tamideon Vial Kol Tamide Tamideon Vial Komandioskin Bioraita, Diviatra Kadish Adevit Ivacholatar Vietar. Amen.
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 Amen. Those amens are worth the whole thing. And thanks for bringing Tsuri back in. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Kol tov, everyone. Yaakov, great to have you back. Tsuri, Ori, kol tov. Sweet kids. Did you hear the amens? They're shouting.
No, I didn't hear because of it.
Kids were shouting at me. That's the Gilbert Critical Society. Where the heck were you for sure? What? I still have my... I don't hear you. I know your computer. You're two blocks away. You can't come. You're no good there. Absolute no good there. What? Yes, but I can't talk to you now. I have guests. Okay. Talk to you later. I can't talk to you now. Bye.
That was a old-fashioned half batis.
Yes, you haven't been around for a while.
Oh, that okay. I'm listening from time to time on the website. Wanted to tell you, when I lived in Boca Raton, I was asked to give a shiur from time to time between Mincha and Maariv.
Where?
What?
Where? When you
in
lived?
Boca.
In Boca.
So between Mincha and Maariv. And I called it Learn to Read. The day that I was thrown out of that was when I said, Zois Lebrochon, listen this. You translate this. I ask people, translate for me, Lekom Yisrael Kamo Shevot, Novi. And they all went, there will never be a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, you're missing a word. The Yisroel. Nobody translates that. It's essential. Says, I want to show you.
So then they threw you out?
That was too controversial. I called you most of the time in the week you stayed in Natanya?
No, just the past few weeks because remember my son Chef, he lost his wife.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. So the baby that was born is now 30 something. So he just got married. And which was a big thing because yes. He suffered a lot and he had to make himself. And, my wife went to the wedding.
Is where was
in
it?
In Chutz Lawrence. Well, in Brooklyn. No, in Brooklyn. Yeah, I had no connection to it. And, so because of that, I was free. I don't travel. So I came to Netanya, like this. I can't leave for
home. Okay, I'll give you a read. We have lunch to catch up. Just wanted to show you, excuse me. Wanted to show you something.
We have beautiful pictures in Antwerp.
You wear a Masada Kadush in 2003? Of one of the clothes. Actually, you came twice. Well, this is the production.
Wow.
They do this every year. They make pyramids.
My gosh.
He makes a pyramid.
Really? In our own. Oh, my gosh.
One is already in here. So all of you are coming.
So fast. Where'd they come from?
I'm getting old.
Old? What are you
doing? Getting older.
Ridiculous.
I asked my daughter, Michal.
Can you please send me that picture, please?
Absolutely.
Do it now before you forget.
I have to find the picture.
Oh,
I will send
it. All right, fine.
I asked my daughter, Michal, who was 48, I think, 48, 79.
She was just born. I mean, this is absolutely
She had a dispute with one of her daughters sitting there. Her daughter said, Mom, I didn't take it. Yeah. So Michal was there last week. I said, are you going to be grown up very soon? She said, God forbid. Never grow up. It's the worst thing that happens. Thank you so much.
Call too.
I'm afraid I have to run.